ज़िंदगी का सफ़र है कैसा सफ़र, कोई समझा नहीं कोई जाना नहीं। है कैसा सफ़र, है कैसा सफ़र।
हाय, दिस इज़ कॉर्नर जयसिम्हा टॉकिंग टू ऑल ऑफ यू आफ्टर लॉन्ग टाइम। When I look back at Zindagi, so-called life, what is left is few sweet memories which will stay with us, will linger in our hearts. And today, this is 12th of April, and I'm in a place called Kadapa, very close to Yogi Vemana University. And we have come to do a program here during the summer vacations. And unfortunately, because the temperature is so high that hardly anyone is coming to attend our demo seminars, and I have five of my staff working with me, and the program is not going well, and we were very upset. And then we happened to meet one of our old colleague who was a leading journalist and media person and close friend of ours, and who invited us for dinner. And today in this hot place, outskirts of Kadapa, all my children and me, we had dinner. And as I lie down on this cot, look at the sky, we feel so nice. And somehow I had been in that AC room and on the bed, but then always felt alone, haunted, didn't want to stay for a day. But though this place is hot, there is no AC and there is no fan, but lying down on this cot in the open area and having dinner, and lot of things got prepared, like 2-3 dishes, and then the so-called rasam, and then the Rayalaseema special. And as I lie down on the cot, look at the sky, and remind of my childhood days when I used to go to my grandfather's place in Nalgonda district, Ramannapet. That place is called Janampelli. And every day in the evening, my grandfather used to give us toddy, the so-called toddy. We used to drink the toddy and we used to have dinner. And grandfather used to tell a lot of stories, and then we used to lie down, and all the children and used to speak. And when we get up early in the morning next day, morning 4 o'clock, he would wake us up, and then we all will go to the field, do lot of work there, and then again come back. And soon the life has gone in front of us. So it means like it is like the movie, the olden days movie, unlike today's films. Like you have one film, other film, other film, and you join them together, and the reel will be keep running. So life is nothing but those few moments which you can call them as that film, and then you join them together, and that's what those things that you actually look for. And then sometime I wonder, why are we in a hurry, why are we in this race, where are we running? And as we keep competing and then racing and running and then trying to achieve lot of name, fame, money, and then lot of big things, but when you finally go to such a rural area, and you feel that this is where you belong to, and that's what gives you happiness. I've seen many people, they build lot of villas and then big luxurious cars, they have hundreds of people working, and finally everyone has got one farmhouse which is their outskirts of you know, that particular city. They go there amidst that greenery, and they stay there and then come back. So maybe I thought a day should come that I should have a place where I can grow some paddy and then some wheat and some food grains, and have some chickens and goats and some, you know, talab in the pond with the fishes, and a small place to live, and maybe sit back and write those books, and then feel very nice. And all my staff are very happy, and we need to thank my colleague who had offered us and invited us for this dinner. And not that we only had good dinner, but it brought me back my childhood memories. Very often I felt I was actually lost in this race, but felt very happy today. I need to thank my colleague for inviting me, and then also all my students. Hopefully we look for more such occasions of union and together. And friends, my advice or suggestion, or if you say so, that find little time to take off your shoes and cool down, and then take a break and introspect and see the race that we are running, the road that we are on it. Okay, is it going to really take us that far, and that's where you really want to go? Or what actually is the purpose of our life? And if you can understand this one question, I'm sure life will be, the whole mystery will be totally resolved, and it will be demystified, and it will be solved altogether. So thank you so much. It is night 10:30 now, and I feel very happy communicate to all of you. Thank you so much. Have a nice, beautiful day. Bye.